Welcome back. Good to have you on board. I have been remiss in getting this newsletter over to Shane. I will do so, and he will share his insights with us after the top of the hour. These are tough stories today, Shane. These are very, very, very tough stories, even in isolation, let alone when you stitch them together with a few push pins and some yarn.
I agree, man. That's the kind of meaty substance you get here on the Dan Kofall Show, and Magombo adds to that meaty texture.
Nicely done. Welcome back to the show. 877-326-3255. The Magombo Guru, Richard Doughty, is my guest right now. My good friend, been my friend for many, many years. One of the smartest guys that I know, and he's helped me see things very clearly over the years. Sometimes he knew he was doing it. Sometimes he didn't know. Magombo Guru, you can find his articles on our website, and you can go out to MagomboGuru.com and track him down, as many people do. How are you, Magombo?
Well, I'm fine. How are you, Dan? Thank you for that fabulous introduction.
Fabulous. Well, you are the man who deserves that introduction, my friend.
Isn't that nice? Hey, I'm glad you think so. I'm glad I think so.
I want to do Fed today because gold is just what gold is until gold isn't anymore. So let's chat about the Federal Reserve. Lots of discussions going on out there about who is going to run the Federal Reserve. Big thing in Fox Business today said, what difference does it make who runs the Fed? Do you think it matters whether Larry Summers, former Clinton guy, gets into running the Fed, or if Janet Yellen, the vice chairman, gets in? Do you think it matters?
Well, I don't have much hopes in that regard. No, I don't think it matters at all. They're all going to do exactly what they've all been doing. So what difference does it make?
There's the ultimate cynic. What difference does it make? Any chance that it will be anybody else other than Yellen? Because I think I cannot imagine Larry Summers getting the nod for this. You'd think that they would want continuity with the vice chairman stepping into that role and being a woman. That would be a big deal for the Fed.
Okay, if we're going to put those kind of spins on things, sure, why not? That's what's important. The gender of the Federal Reserve chair, woman or man. I see. Okay. Is that the fact that we're all freaking doomed to perdition because of all this? It's just who is going to be there?
Well, I think that's right. Well, I mean, women's groups, since they the only thing that they have in interest is not what's good for women, but what builds their power base. A woman running the Federal Reserve would build their power base. It would be a good thing for, according to the feminist groups, if Bernanke went with Yellen. And it's certainly we've got to kowtow to feminist groups, I think. But don't we have to kowtow to them?
Sure, why not?
Sure.
What difference does it make at this point? You know, it just, the old phrase about rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic as it's sinking, you know, it just, you got to laugh. I mean, it's just such a preposterous a comedy, although it's black theater. I mean, it's, oh man, I'll tell you, just too bizarre for words. And now we're worried about who's.
Well, you know, since we went on the air back in 2000, I think it was 2006 or 2007, 2007, I think it was. My primary mission was to help people see the reality of the financial world that's out there. And I often said, in what appeared to be a very condescending tone, I feel like I had to take a 2x4 to the head of the donkeys in this country and just hit them over the head and say, look, you know, you don't have to agree where this country is going, but you got to agree where it is. You got to at least acknowledge that these things are happening and not bury your head in the sand. Now, I thought that we had done a great job of accomplishing that, and we wanted to move on to the more salient political issues out there. But people are being sucked back into this vortex because of a 15,500 Dow and optimism about the real estate markets. They're being sucked back into this discussion that everything is fine. It feels like 2007 all over again, doesn't it?
Well, you know, it's weird to me that anyone would be celebrating that houses are going up in price. What a terrible thing to happen. People have to pay more to move into a house. Of course, it's going to affect rent, so I mean, what a terrible economic thing for that to happen. It's only this generation has ever thought of a house as being an investment of any kind. And so I guess it continues along with that philosophy that property taxes will rise, I guess, and so there is some offsetting The governments need it. The local governments need it pretty badly. They're up to their eyeballs in pension costs and whatnot, and their expenses are going up. Now, the minimum wage, people are wanting a doubling of the minimum wage. And given the inflation of the last 10, 15 years, yeah, I can see where they can make a good point that they're not making enough money. $7.65 is not worth very much anymore at all.
Well, that's right. Maybe, you know, we should probably take that phrase that the government's not making enough money and turn it into the government's just not taking enough money. According to Representative Ellison yesterday, the country has plenty of money. They just haven't taken it from us yet.
Well, who knows what's going on? Somebody's going to have to come up with a lot of cash for a lot of people. And really, so, you know, this thing with their interest rates rising, the amount of money that people have lost, well, not the amount of money they've lost, but the book value of their assets that has gone down by trillions of dollars, it must have been, in the collective. Interest rates are rising, so the bond prices are going down. You multiply that times all of the debt that's extant in the world, we're talking gigantic book losses here.
Did you see Kyle Bass's comment yesterday? He said, and it's the first time I've ever seen him be so pessimistic, and these are not private comments. These are very selective comments that he has put out into the mainstream press. He said that there is no way out for the simple reason that worldwide debt to GDP is 360%. And it was 3.6 times all the GDP in the world. There's 3.6 times as much debt. And he said, it's not only is that not sustainable, it's not fixable. Now, that's a pretty quick cut and dried analysis of where things are in the world. That's not a number that you can deal with permanently. You might be able to manage it and coerce it for a period of time, but not permanently.
Isn't that the shame of it all? Well, that's what the Keynesian economic miracle was supposed to give us. That was the whole point of this whole Keynesian stimulus stuff, that no matter how bad it got, if they lowered interest rates enough and created enough money, the economy would always recover. And that was the promise of Keynesian economics. And it turned out, of course, that is not true.
Well, and let's add to it the losses that the Federal Reserve is absolutely being devastated with right now, because interest rates are going up on these moronic quantitative easing bond purchases that the Federal Reserve has made. They have purchased, in round numbers, $2 trillion worth of government bonds, and about another trillion and a half two trillion round numbers of agency debt. And they have suffered so far. And I don't believe this headline. I think it's worse than this. The headline has read yesterday, a $200 billion portfolio loss to the Federal Reserve. All of a sudden, they no longer become a contributor to the federal government. They become a huge line item on the federal government. All this fake money that was created is now coming home to roost. So what do you think about $200 billion losses just in the last few months at the Federal Reserve?
Well, Federal Reserve, who cares?
Who cares?
They could take all that government debt, take it down to the basement, throw it in the incinerator. It would not make any difference to anybody. Any interest that the Federal Reserve makes, they remit back to the Treasury. So they're just making money for themselves, and all the profits go back to the government anyway. So it's just a kind of who cares about what the Federal Reserve owns. It's what everybody else owns. And not only does everybody else own a lot of that debt, but think of the trillions and trillions and quadrillions rumored derivative bets on interest rate swaps alone. Now, these aren't losses in a minuscule 1%, 2%, 5%. This is just a pure bet on the change in interest rates. And these guys have lost their collective butts. And a lot of that is going on. And the higher that these interest rates go, the more is being lost by all these people. That's a calamity waiting to burst out upon us.
Well, and the reports out there just in the last 24 hours that the derivatives are, and yet obviously it's very hard right now without a central clearinghouse for derivatives, although Dodd-Frank has planned this central clearinghouse, but nobody wants to join in because nobody wants to say, here's my bets, let me show you how exposed I am. So the argument is that the derivatives right now are somewhere between 400 trillion and 700 trillion, approaching a quadrillion dollars worth of bets. But that there's no way anybody could possibly back those bets. And everybody says, well, don't worry, there's an A bet for every B bet. No, there's not. These are not perfectly offset bets. These are not perfectly hedged events.
No, they're not perfectly hedged. And when you think about all the expenses that have to be taken out from the little pot there, they got all those people making millions of dollars a week for doing their jobs and all the fancy places they live and all kinds of expenses, and it just goes on and on and on. And there's all kinds of corruptions going on. That takes cash, brother. And so it's less than a zero-sum game. So someone's got to pay for all that. But, you know, you can make an argument that a lot of that is one bet offsetting another bet. Because these people are not taking one derivative bet and then sitting on it. They're taking a derivative bet. The next day things change, they take another derivative bet to kind of offset the losses or the gains that they made before. And then they take another derivative bet the day after. So they got these huge books of derivative bets that theoretically will add up to them making some kind of a profit. The problem is that all those bets are based on guys that say they have money, just like you say you have money backing up your bet that you really didn't.
Well, there's a gentleman. Have you ever heard of Hugo Salinas Price? He was the founder.
Everybody's heard of Hugo Salinas Price.
Of course, a billionaire, founder of Electra retail chain down in Mexico. He's the one suggesting today. His quote was, "There are over $1 quadrillion of interest rate of derivatives, and most of those are related to interest rates. And with interest rates moving strongly in one direction, if interest rates stayed flat, derivative bets, in theory at least, would kind of sort of maybe be okay at the end of the day. But when you're in a volatile marketplace, these derivatives will crash. And when you're talking about $1 quadrillion, $1 trillion." I mean, what was that, $1 billion? when you're talking about this kind of money, unmatched, now it's no wonder that that FEMA is saying we want all the emergency food brought into the country or brought to FEMA within 24 hours. We want. People are genuinely scared. But here's the thing that really gets me, Mugambo. We have a government that works for us. That government is, I understand the need to keep some secrets. But things like an impending financial collapse, I think the government owes it to the people. It's not protecting the people by not telling them what they see. It's like that solar flare that almost wiped out the United States 3 days ago. They knew that was coming. You know, it would have been nice if somebody had mentioned that to the people in the United States. I mean, what good does it do to have a government a secret? Remember the Dr. Strangelove? What good does it do to have a doomsday device if you don't tell anybody about it?
Well, the problem is that the guy who does blow the whistle will be blamed for causing it.
I know it, my friend.
Only he had shut up. If he hadn't shut up his big mouth, we would have worked through this mess and blah, blah, blah. Everything would have been fine. But no. So do you want to be that guy?
See, I think that's
Nobody
what they're
wants
telling.
To be that guy.
I think that's what the government is telling Congress. And they're the difference. So the agencies that are responsible to nobody, except to the president. I think that is what they're telling Congress. I think that's why Congress is agreeing in general, these huge majorities, 95-5, 420-30, to abridge our rights in the granted to us in the Constitution, God-given rights. I'm not saying that exactly where I want to, but I think that's what they're saying. Hey, you don't want to be the guy that blows the whistle. You don't want to be the congressman or the senator to tell the truth and start a panic, even though the panic is there and it's going to happen anyway. You don't want to be the ones to start it, do you? And I think the congressmen and the senators, I think everybody have agreed and said, yep, you're right. I'd rather just play along and let's keep this thing going as long as we can until we can't go any further. I think that's what's happening.
That's what governments have always done. Keep it going until it just falls apart and we can't keep it together anymore. Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do. The Congress knows about it. We're not the only people that think this thing. And they have high-priced advisors running in there every day.
Oh, yeah.
Telling them about all this stuff and reports of different kind of things, turning down and job losses, and my God, it goes on and on. A lot of constituents are calling, I need a job. Man, they're well aware that things are falling apart, but nobody wants to be that guy, the guy that caused it all by shooting his mouth off.
Mugambo, be a friend to our audience as you have been for quite some time. Be the same friend that you were to me and give them your best perspective on what an average American not necessarily should do, because I know you don't give financial advice, but what they could do right now to at least put themselves in the best position to defend against what might be coming. I'm trying to put as many caveats in here as I possibly can.
Well, the historical record for the last 2,500 years seems to be buy gold and silver. And put it in your hand and put it away somewhere. It's going to come in very handy very soon. and you will end up prospering. Everyone else will end up losing their behinds.
And for all the people that say, yes, but the government could take your gold from you physically, the answer is yes, it's absolutely possible that they could, but you stand the greatest and longest chance if you hold that in your hand.
The congressmen are going to be holding gold and silver, and their parents are going to be holding gold and silver, and everybody else will. So I don't think the government's going to confiscate something that everybody's going to want to be holding.
Well, I hope you're right on that, but the government has just exempted itself from Obamacare. So why wouldn't they exempt themselves from gold ownership rules?
Because they can't divorce themselves from using dollars as a currency.
Ooh,
and
good point.
The dollar's going down, buddy.
All right, brother, Mgombo Guru. He is he's my good friend. He's my favorite, and I love talking to you, buddy. I tell you, people shouldn't paint us into the corner of being a doctor and his brother doom and gloom here. We are not that.
No, we offer actually the biggest ray of hope that they could possibly have. That's the lesson of history, Dan. I'm proud of you for doing that.
If only they saw it our way, Mgombo. Have a great week. Give my best to your family.
You too.
See you then. We'll be right back.